Welcome to Dynamic Destiny Radio with your host, Coach Pete Cafarcio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Unpack your powerful potential this hour in a conversation that will revolutionize who you are. There's a way forward from feeling stuck. Learn the reasons most people feel their life is on hold and the practical things you can do about it. Join Coach Pete as he tackles the big, the little, the ugly, and the powerful in an hour of unparalleled radio you don't want to miss. If you knew your real purpose, would you live it? Or would you continue to turn away? Find out on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio. Unpack your powerful potential now. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Coach Pete, coming to you from New York City, and you're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Each first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, we'll help you get unstuck and keep you moving forward toward your destiny. You can listen to the show on Facebook Live, your favorite podcast platform, and my website, PeteCoaching.com. And today's show, we'll be talking about how to survive the upcoming presidential election campaign. Okay, why? What does that have to do with your destiny? Well, so far in this season, the first six episodes, we were laying out kind of like a roadmap, how to get clarity on your life purpose and really get a sense of where you're heading. The second half of this season, we're going to be talking about accelerators, things that can help you get to your destiny faster, and impediments, things that can kind of trip you up and kind of keep you stalled. We don't want that to happen. This is just such an important topic, though. It's going to affect everyone. And if you get stuck and caught up in the negativity that's typically associated with presidential campaigns, I'm convinced it can really slow you down. It can drain your mental and emotional energy, and it can put you in a really bad state of mind. We don't want that to happen for you. So I want to address it. And I want to do it now before the heat really kicks up. After New Year's, it's just going to go bonkers, right? That's when the primaries start and everything's going to go nuts. So I want to get these truths out to you now so that you can be ready and be equipped for when it all starts to hit the fan. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing today. I also have a special guest with me today, Damaris Gia, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. But first, I'm going to give our quote for the day. And this is an election-themed quote from George Jean Nathan. It says, bad officials are the ones elected by good citizens who do not vote. Bad officials are the ones elected by good citizens who do not vote. So, hate to tell you, I'm not going to give you the option of just checking out and I'm not going to pay attention to any politics and not vote. That would be bad citizenship, and you will get bad officials if you don't vote. So we want to make sure that you're engaged, but we want to equip you on how to rise above the negativity. Also, I got some great feedback from another listener who just wrote to me. Hey, I just listened to episode 4 of your show. It was good listening to both you and Jody peel back the layers of Clifton Strengths. It took me back 6 months to my first experience with this tool, serving to remind me how insightful it was. I actually went over my results again as you both spoke on the show. I'm glad Jody shared his experience with us all. Hey, I'm really glad for you too. Hey, and I'd love to hear from all of you as well. Just email me, askpete@PeteCoaching.com. I really do value your feedback. It helps me know what kind of content you want to hear. And in fact, we're doing this episode because our producer tonight told me when I was listening to this topic, she zapped right in on this one. She goes, please talk about this one because it's really impacted so many people. So I do take your feedback and I run with it. So write to me, askpete@PeteCoaching.com. Okay, so I told you I have this great guest on, and I want to introduce my guest. I specifically, when I was putting this episode together, I've got things I want to say. By the way, disclaimer, I'm going to try to keep this politically neutral, but just in case I lean to one side, I got someone intentionally who is not of the same political persuasion. I wanted someone actually from a different race, different gender, different generation and different political persuasion as I am. And when I was thinking about that, I thought of Damaris, Damaris Gia. How did we meet? Well, Damaris and I attended the same church in Manhattan called Liberty Church. And it's a great church. I first met her probably, I think, over 2 years ago. And she came to my community group. Community groups are smaller groups that meet in people's homes where we build authentic relationships and really grow together. And it's a place where we can be honest and the cool thing is God shows up and it's pretty awesome. And she was in my group and she just right away just started standing out. And I saw her as having leadership potential, also just a huge heart, a sincere love for God. But I also saw that she's discerning and smart. I like that.
Thank you.
And I get drawn to that. She currently works at an advertising agency in New York City. And she's a singer-songwriter also working on releasing her own music. So join me in welcoming Damaris Gia.
Yay!
Damaris, tell us a little bit more about you, your background, where you come from.
Yeah, first of all, I'm really happy to be with everyone who's listening. I come from a small suburban town about an hour north of New York City, and was first born in Queens and then raised mostly in this small town north of Westchester. And grew up there, had a happy little childhood, went to school in the city and have been in and around the city for the last 9 or so years, and am working on releasing my music, which I've been working hard on for a lot of the last 10 years. So that's what I'm super excited about right now.
Cool. How would you describe your music style?
R&B soul. So if you're into that, you should follow me on Instagram, but that's a shameless plug. We can
talk about No. I mean, come on. We want to support you. So that's awesome. Damaris, before the show, you and I were talking a little bit about backgrounds and how many things go into shaping someone's views, their political views, the experiences they go through, their socioeconomic backgrounds and the way they're treated about different things. Can you tell us a little bit more about your life? I think you have a really fascinating family background. Can you fill us in a little bit there?
Yeah. So I was born the child of two immigrants. So my mom is from Guatemala and she came over when she was 3. My dad is from Haiti and he came over when he was 5. So they're both super young and essentially grew up here in America. And that's, I think, it's interesting because they are shaped as much by growing up here as they are by their parents not growing up here. So I think for them, they probably lived in this weird tension of like having their world here, but also their parents like having a worldview not from here. So So because they grew up here, I mean, I always felt like it's weird because I am the child of immigrants, but I also don't necessarily feel like I'm the child of immigrants because they did
the hard work adjusting. And
yeah.
That second generation really has to do a lot of the bridging work, right? They have to relate to their parents and assimilate fully into the new culture. And they're the ones who really feel the stress the most.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Same with my dad, by the way.
My
grandparents came from Italy through Ellis Island and he settled in the Bronx. And so my dad was in that second generation. I'm third generation. So it was a lot easier for me.
Yeah. I think if they ever had difficulty adjusting, I mean, they never really talk about it. They seem to have handled it really well. But I grew up just in the understanding that my parents grew up within the American culture. And so I had that in my background. And also never really, I think because they grew up in America, like I never felt a huge sense of like a huge part of the Hispanic culture or even the Haitian culture in my household. It was an interesting way to grow up of like knowing that I was of color, but never really feeling like I had the culture necessarily in my house. And I also grew up in a white town, a largely white town, very Italian town. So
can you say the name of the town.
Oh yeah, it's Mayopac.
Mayopac.
I'm being very elusive. Mayopac. So it was a very Italian town. So I think there was just a lot of, I didn't acknowledge it at the time, but I'm sure there was a lot of like confusion about, or just maybe like ignorance about who I was, because I was surrounded by one thing, but knew that I wasn't that thing. You know, I don't know. It was a weird place for me to grow up, not seeing anybody else who really looked like me a ton.
Okay. And when did that start to change for you?
That started to change in college. When I started hanging out around other Black people, and started to understand, well, started to just feel like, oh, this makes sense. I felt, to use the word you used before, like an affinity with these people. And it just kind of made sense when I was around them. Things started to make sense in a way that they hadn't always made sense. And I guess my sense of the world felt more understood. I felt more understood. And I say that, I guess, to bring it back to your original question. My journey of identity has changed my politics, I guess, unlike my understanding of things. Because where I used to firmly identify as like a woman, like that was the one thing that I kind of voted with. Now, as I've become more solidified in my identity as a person of color and as a Black woman, in a weird way, like my Blackness has become the thing that I vote with more than my womanness. And along with like my faith, I would say my faith and my identity as a Black person are the two things that inform my voting. But that wasn't necessarily the case always. And so I think it's interesting how as my identity evolves, like so do my politics.
Yeah, sure. Your views. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, I love having guests on the show. And then one of the things I like to hear your story and then point out things that I hear being significant. And the first thing is no two people are exactly the same. And these things are complex, right? And so you just mentioned three major factors that shape your views, your gender, your racial background, actually four. You know, kind of being from an immigrant situation, and your faith. Okay, all those things go into it, and you're gonna have, and you're still evolving.
Okay, yeah.
And I've got a lot of factors too. I mean, a big one that we were talking about before the show is I'm a dad, and I provided and had to raise kids, and that changes so much. It's, in fact, it's the number one indicator of someone shifting toward conservative views is having kids.
It's so fascinating.
It's true. It's borne out in studies. So, but there's always things that go into me, but you know, each of us were unique. Right. And so, the reason I bring that up is what we're going to hear in this next, in the next segment coming up soon, because we're going to go to break soon, is the campaign strategists want to cookie cutter you. They want to chop you and stick you into buckets and tell you this is what you should think and this is who you should vote for, which happens to be my candidate that I'm working for, and then why you should. And they're going to press, they're going to do test marketing and focus groups to find out, and then they're going to chew it all up, polish the messaging, put it in the right kind of context, give the right person, given the commercial, and feed it at you to manipulate you. And, you know, it's we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break.
We're really going to mess with your head.
We are. That's my favorite thing to do. Deconstruct propaganda. So if you've ever felt like you're being manipulated by a political campaign, when we come back from the break, we're going to dissect exactly how they do it. And the reason why is we want you to be equipped so you can see through all that. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Back to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. You can learn more about me and get lots of helpful content at PeteCoaching.com. I have my guest, Damaris Gia, with me, and we're here talking about how to survive and even thrive during the upcoming presidential elections. Now, one way to stay ahead of all the negativity is to get educated on how campaign strategies work. So we've put together a list of some truisms that we're going to unpack here and, learn from this. And so the next time you start to see, the news or different campaign ads, you're going to be able to see through and know why these things are happening. Okay. The first truism, and this is the hardest one to accept, but the most important, is you are being played. Period. You are being played. We all are being played, and you need to accept that. The sooner you can accept that, the more clearly you're going to be able to see through things. Now, I'm going to tell my own quick story on this. Back in the mid-90s, it might have been George Bush's first election when he got elected, or Clinton's second. I think it was Bush's first election. And I was reading through an issue of U.S. News and World Report, because I used to get that. And I was reading through a section on the political campaigns, and I thought it was so fascinating. What they had done is identified, like, I think 12 different personas or subgroups of people that they were targeting. And how they tend to view things politically and how they tend to vote and their socioeconomic status. And they gave them each a name and there was like a caricature of it. And I was reading through this and I thought it was really interesting. And I hit this one called .com dads. That was the persona. And I was like, well, that sounds like me because I was working at a .com company and I was a dad. I had a kid in elementary school and one in junior high. And I'm starting to read through this profile. Like it, my income was right in the range that they said, where I grew up. I mean, being like a white male suburbs. And then it told me all my political beliefs and it scared the crap out of me because it was like so accurate.
That's crazy.
And it was. And the reason it was scary is because here I was thinking that I was this independent thinker and that, oh, you know, I've considered everything and I came to this conclusion because it's the best decision or it's the right view to have. And it was this chilling experience where I was like, I'm a puppet. I believe what I believe because they've told me to believe this. Well, and it also, and that it makes sense. I mean, it did make sense for the life that I had, but it was really, let me just say, it was a defining moment in my life. And I've never looked at any campaign since then the same way. Now I look at them through the view of how are they trying to market to me? How are they trying to manipulate? How are they twisting the message? And what are they trying to find? What deep desires, intrinsic needs inside of people are they trying to speak to? And then, of course, twist them.
And then, yeah, and then alter their message, tailor their message to each specific subgroup, which is
exactly.
Which is the really concerning part. Because, I mean, I know they have their platform, but the fact that they can, manipulate pieces of their platform to tailor it to, like, they're not giving you the whole picture, they're giving you this little specific piece. I mean, I'm in advertising, so now I kind of get it because I see this all the time.
Well, that's what a campaign is. It is flat out marketing, advertising.
Yeah. Except, I mean, you kind of hit on the point, which is that like they're playing on people's, and advertising does this on a somewhat, like on a smaller scale, but they're playing to your fears and like your deepest fears and your deepest desires, which is, yeah, so twisted, but effective also. And I guess.
Absolutely. And, you know, the way we grow up and the way we live, we are in our own little communities and we have a tendency to think the rest of the world thinks the same way we do or the way we, because it does make sense for me, right? So I grew up, I mean, I went to college, but I paid for it all myself. Okay. I went to a private school and I got an engineering degree. I was raised in a large family. We did not have a lot of money. So I had to work hard, but I was taught and reinforced, if you work hard, there's a lot of opportunities open to you and you can go do whatever you want. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know people in my neighborhood. So now I'm a minority in Washington Heights in a primarily Dominican neighborhood. And I've gotten to know some people. In fact, I'm mentoring some young men in their late 20s, early 30s. And that narrative does not play. Yeah. Also, I'm going to tell you another thing. We thought the police, for the most part, were on your side. And I have since learned just that, you know, in the communities that I'm in now, they don't think that way. And before I stepped over to learn about other cultures and other viewpoints, I just said, well, that's because you're wrong, or that's because you're reckless, or you just want to break the law, or you're not working hard because you're lazy. And there's all these things you tell yourself, not only about your own culture, but about other cultures. Mm-hmm. And when you do, Damaris, I think you said earlier, it's hard work, you know, to learn. Yeah.
And I think that's something we can definitely, I think we'll get to it later on, but to understand that there are factors. And I think this is like such an important part of the dialogue around the election is, as people of color, there's a reality that exists for you. And I will say, I'd be the first to raise my hand and say, like, I am very blessed. Like, I grew up in a public school system that was great. I had a lot of opportunities available to me, but I know that there are a lot of other people, Hispanic and Black and other minorities, that live in places where that's not the case. And so their reality is very different. And so they don't have the same opportunities. And anyway, that's a whole big conversation. But to your point, I think it takes the work to get someone that's not their reality to the place of understanding of that other person's reality. Like, it's not just a quick conversation and they
it's
are
not,
like,
it doesn't not, happen in sound bites.
No.
And it doesn't happen by watching a movie, and it doesn't happen by watching a sitcom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens in like multiple conversations over a relationship, honestly.
It's building a relationship. That's exactly right.
Because I think the truth is that it's a hard pill for people to swallow. And they don't necessarily want to hear. I know you brought up the word privilege before and you're like, oh, people use this word a lot. But it is hard for people to acknowledge that they have more opportunity and more privilege than other people. So.
Well, and it is. It's privilege and opportunity, but it's mindsets also. That's the biggest thing I learned is like, mm-hmm. because I had it hammered into my head my whole life, you are going to go to college and you are going to go succeed and you're going to be financially independent as soon as you get out of the house, you know, all these other things, that helps a lot. And if you don't have that, you know, that it really limits it. Or if you're told the opposite, the man is against you. And,
And if you don't have good examples, if you don't have that someone who's done it before you, it becomes a lot harder to say, I can do this, or even that to know that that's an option that you can do this, you know?
Yeah. We have totally gotten off track of what I want to do on this, but this is important stuff. I mean, because really the bottom line on this is, hey, understand, like, I think to everyone, you have a certain viewpoint. It's valid and it's worked for you, but it's not everyone else's viewpoint. And if you can just learn to listen and, you know, build those relationships and find out why people think the way they do, instead of just judging them or instead of just dissing it.
Or thinking that you know why they think the way they do.
You're jumping ahead. I think we should talk about that point. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Wait, I do want to say about the whole being played thing that I think a lot of my generation understands they're being played, but they don't quite know how. So this is good in the ways that I think
that's good.
Talk about. Yeah, I think there's a general kind of sense that like we are powerless or like we... something's afoot. It's like a general sense. Like,
Okay. So let's keep showing them how. And you know, I'm going to try to speed this up a little bit. Okay. So ready for this. Campaigners know that very few people are going to change their mind and vote for a different party, except for someone we call a true independent. Okay. Instead, their strategy is like, it's expensive. It's very, very difficult. These people, everybody's entrenched, right? Instead, what they will do is they will attack their opponent's reputation to discourage that opponent's support base from going out to vote for them. Their goal is to keep you away from the polls. Okay. So if I can heap on all this
form of like voter suppression, crazy.
You nailed it. That's exactly right. You see why I wanted Damaris on my show? Do you see it? I love it. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's a more effective use of their money to keep my opponent's support base at home because like, if you vote for, it's like shaming, right? So if you vote for Trump, that means you're a white nationalist. Like, no, I'm nowhere close to that. And I don't. And frankly, I think I've been able to see through that whole narrative as well. So I'm embarrassed to say that I vote for Trump, or it could be for anybody. If you vote for Elizabeth Warren, you're a socialist and you know, you're communist and you shouldn't do that. And look at all these bad things about her and she's a liar and she made up all this fake stuff. And you're right. I don't know who to believe in. I can't believe in anybody. I'm not going to vote. And that's how it works. And it'll affect far more people than trying to win you over and convince you of a new way of thinking.
Yeah, so many people didn't vote in the last election.
Yep. Surprising. Here's another truism, okay? By the smart people who are pulling the strings. Narratives, meaning the story, okay? Narratives are made up first, then they go find video to support it. Okay. You need to know this. All right. The media has the media and the left, most media outlets on the left, have a very clear narrative of who Donald Trump is. Okay. It doesn't always line up with his background and his experience, but it's the truth. Okay. He's racist. He's you know, even say it's a white nationalist and all these other things. If there's evidence to support that, it's going to get totally highlighted. If it's evidence that counters that, you won't even see it. Okay. And it's not just Trump. It works on both sides. Okay. Ocasio-Cortez, right? So she, you know, she's this, she's radical. She's a leftist. She's communist. She wants to tear down capitalism and everything that's good about America. And when she says things that, you know, let's face it, Trump says enough. I mean, he's his own worst enemy, right? He says enough things to support these terrible narratives. Okay, so like, I'm not trying to defend that. But she does the same thing. I mean, she really flies off the handle too and says crazy things. Well, you know, if someone's trying to diss her, that's all they'll do. They'll take video clips. Hey, she said this. Oh, if it was preceded by something, let's chop that part off.
Yeah. Okay?
And only give you the sound clip. It happens all the time. I saw it happen with Obama. In the previous election cycle, there was this phrase, you didn't build it. Okay. Now there was this whole, and what he was saying was to small businesses, business owners, you didn't build your business. And that's all that hit the counter media.
All they captured.
And they blasted it. And I saw it right when it was happening. And I mean, I wasn't a huge Obama fan, but I was like, you're totally manipulating this. This is a lie. Cause I know he didn't say it that way. Cause what he was trying to say is you didn't build the infrastructure in culture that helps you flourish in your business. That was his full quote. Okay. Same thing happened to Trump though at Charlottesville. And this was egregious also. The soundbite was there's value on both sides, or we have to consider both perspectives. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're supporting Nazis because you said we have to consider their perspective. But he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the people that were arguing about tearing down the statue or not before the radicals, Antifa, I guess, and the Nazis came in, or KKK, I guess. Before that, it was just a debate about the statue. And no, frankly, I think it's kind of a healthy debate. We should be talking about that. And he was trying to say, hey, there's two sides of this. But the media only took that statement and said, he's just supported the KKK. And, you know, that same thing. It's the narrative's created first, then they find video and sound bites to support it. So.
Yeah, I think it becomes this exhausting game where you, at least for me, I am suspicious in general of politics and politicians. So I'm already a little bit cynical about the politicians, but then I also have to read the media with like a discerning eye and a very critical and suspicious eye. So it becomes this kind of exhausting game of like, what's the truth? And it's hard sometimes like to get at it, which I think is why so much of like, at least the younger generations feel a kind of cynicism or fatigue around this is like, how do we even get the truth when so much is being twisted and like, what's a neutral news source? Like, how do you get accurate news? Like, cause I'm aware that I read the New York Times, like I like the New York Times, but I'm also aware that that is a left-leaning publication. And so I know that there are certain things in there that are probably skewed. So for me, it's sometimes hard to know, like, because I don't spend a lot of my day reading the news. So I have to either be very strategic about what news or just realize like, this is probably not the whole story. I'm missing part of it.
Yeah.
But I might never know what the rest of the story is.
Damaris, you know, we have a break coming up right now, and that is a great place to stop because we've got some information for you. We're not just going to sit here and bum you out to tell you how you're being played and twisted. We're going to show you ways to rise above that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what to do about your media intake. I'm Coach Pete with my guest, Damaris Gia, and you're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio. When we come back, we'll talk about the media and other truisms so that you can escape the negativity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com. For more information,
dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sara Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Hey, we're back on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. A reminder, you can catch the archived episodes and get lots of helpful content and resources at petecoaching.com. I'm here with Damaris Gia, and we're talking about ways that political campaigns can manipulate you and what you can do to escape the negativity. I want to highlight a free resource that I'm giving away as a download. It's on my website. You can go to petecoaching.com/check, C-H-E-C-K, petecoaching.com/check. And what this is, a free download, it's an attitude check. Before you click post in your social media, it's a list of questions you can ask yourself. Am I being part of the problem or am I being part of the solution? And I tell you, we can get caught up, your emotions get going. How many times have you clicked post and you're like, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have said that. And then you delete it.
Several times,
yes. Yeah. So this makes it a little easier. So again, petecoaching.com/check. It's free. I do want to tell you, I made this available and I had a teacher write to me, a high school teacher, say she read it to all her classes the next day when she got it because she thought it was that helpful, that powerful, and a real good thing for an attitude check. It's about being civil and it's about rising above and being the better person for it all. So great, handy tool. It's good. So you should.
America needs this.
Yes. Okay. So, hey, we were talking about some truisms that happen in campaigns. And here's another one real quick that is important to understand. Okay. In addition to the campaigns manipulating you about the way you should think, you also don't know how the opposition thinks either, okay? You only know what your tribe is telling you about the opposition, okay? And your tribe is going to find the most extreme examples and make you think it's typical of the opposition, okay? And when you actually engage and find out how people actually think, you're going to find people are way more moderate than you're led to believe by campaigning, okay? So we're going to talk about how to get over that. I do want to point out one resource that is fantastic. I love it. There's an organization, it's called More in Common, and their website, moreincommon.org, and they put out a paper called The Perception Gap. And the URL for that is perceptiongap.us. Perceptiongap.us. They did a study, and it's scientifically valid. They measured what do you think your opposition thinks about this issue, and what do they actually think about this issue? And they measured, and they have numbers for the gap in the understanding. Like, what do you think about immigration? I think the left thinks this. And when you talk to people that are left-leaning, no, it's like they're more moderate. All of us, just about all of us, are more moderate than we think we are. But the problem is the wings, because they're the most vocal. Okay, so I'm going to quote them. I'm going to quote this paper. While those who do not post on social media have an average perception gap of 18. Okay, that's the number they just assigned to it. Those who do post on social media have an average perception gap of 29. It's a lot higher. The political content we see on social media is therefore disproportionate from people with a more distorted understanding of the other side, further adding to the problem. Okay, oh. So the people who least
that are posting all this stuff actually have a bigger gap in perception than the
they
average.
Really understand the issues less.
Right. Okay.
Oh. But they're more inflamed by it.
Right.
And they're more inflamed by it, and so they post more often. So. Be careful. So look, that's what we're doing here. We're stripping away the BS so you can see through it and realize that people are more moderate. This study will hearten you. Like if you're disheartened, it'll get your heartened back.
Yeah.
Perceptioncap.us.
I think of people like my parents who I was upset for a long while because they voted for Trump and I couldn't understand why. I was like, how could you, this, that, and the other, you know, the things he says about women and people of color. And but they felt they have two issues that they're very specific on that they feel like they won't compromise about. Mm-hmm. And so all the other stuff, I mean, they're also not white nationalists. They're not, you know, homophobic. They're not this or that. So yeah, I can't assign all those values to them. These people that I know and love, like I know that they're not
bad. That's people. Right. But you have that because you have relational experience with them.
Yes.
But if you're living in the echo chamber,
yes.
And you're not connected with people like that, the far left tribe is telling you, don't listen to anybody who's not far left or left because they all think this way. It's so not true.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that leads me into the next truism. Very few things are as black and white as they appear. Very few things. Be suspicious of any voice that's telling you it's that simple. Frankly, it's immature, but these are complex issues and they have a lot of nuances around them, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, but what the media and the campaigners want to do is like, no, you either want immigration, open borders and have everybody come in, or you hate immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, no, not true. There's a lot more nuance. I want more immigration. I love immigrants. And I think it really helped the country a lot. And we're a nation of immigrants, but I want legal immigration. Yeah. I want it to be orderly. And I don't want, you know, it is a national security issue. And if you only fight for one side or the other, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's very, very complex. If it wasn't complex, it'd be solved by now. Okay.
Right. It's, so, I mean, I think with all these issues, there's a hard, it's never, none of them are black and white. None of them are right or wrong. And I think, especially as a person of faith, it is sometimes hard, like when it comes to issues of abortion, for me to say like, this is wrong or this is right. Because I love women and I love women to feel empowered and I love women to feel like they have a say over what happens in their lives and their bodies. But I also don't know that I have the right to tell someone else to do something with their body. And I don't know. It's a, these
it's
are
complex. It's complex. And anybody that says, you either believe 100% the way I do, or you're deceived, or you're a murderer, right?
Yeah.
Or you're Hitler or whatever, throw the extreme in there. These are nuanced, complex issues. So,
and that's okay.
Yeah. So, here's a quickie way to deal with that is stop thinking either or and start thinking both and. Okay. Like I just gave a presentation on that issue on abortion, and women are feeling like very disempowered, like by both the dad and their families.
Mm.
And there is so much in fear that they're not really making decisions anymore. They're just trying to appease the pressure that they feel on them. It's complex.
Yeah.
But we can strip it all away and say, hey, we care about you. We love you. What do you really, really, really want to do?
And what do you need? Like,
yeah, exactly.
What do you want, but also what do you need?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's not either or, I think both and. Okay, we're going to move on because I said we were going to get into some solution stuff. All
yes.
right. Okay. So here we go. So solution number one, what can you do? As we started touching on this before, determine to be a bridge builder.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, by the way, remember that perception gap thing? Like the country, we're more divided than ever, and there's no turning back. And I hate when people say we're on the verge of civil war. I hate that. It's super, super disempowering. It's negative, and it makes people believe, I guess we are.
Yeah.
Only 30% of people believe that, like, we're so divided we can't find common solutions. 70% of people think we are united by our American values and we can find mutual solutions.
Yeah, so I mean,
our whole history,
like finding we can do this, and we also like have had more other periods in our history where we've been truly divided. Like
that's right, absolutely. So you got it, Scissor, right there. So yeah, so be on that side. I want to be a bridge builder. How can you be a bridge builder? Well, find points of commonality and seek understanding. I'll give you a little logic here. Political views are formed by deeper held beliefs. Those beliefs are shaped by life experiences. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's really, really passionate about something, take some time and ask if there was a defining experience that led them to those views.
Mm.
Okay. And if you didn't do that, then you're really connecting at a human level. So Damaris, each episode, I have a make it real challenge. And so I need a drum roll.
Okay. Right now.
Okay. Yes. Here comes the make it real challenge for this episode. Ready? Find someone who has a different perspective than you and go find out why they believe that way. Okay.
Woo.
All right. No, a couple little caveats. You can only ask them and listen. You can no yeah buts, no arguing. You're there to learn, not to convince them why they're right or wrong.
You're
going to try to convince them they're wrong, right? Because you're going to find somebody who believes differently than you. But find out why they believe that.
Okay. Yeah, that's so key for like establishing healthy dialogue. It's like just listen.
Yeah, don't go. And you're there
to
learn.
You don't have to say anything. You could just nod affirmatively. Yep. You don't have to say.
And again, a key that might help you, if they feel real passionate about it, then ask them if there was a defining experience in their life that led to those beliefs. Okay. And just listen. If they ask you in return, how you think about it, then you have permission to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But your assignment is to do that. Okay. this is the Make It Real Challenge. So you need to do it. Okay. Don't just think about it. Go find someone, preferably somebody you already maybe are friends with, but you know, it could be for anyone. And listen, write back to me. And I want to hear what you discovered in the process. Ask Pete at PeteCoaching.com. And hey, maybe we'll read it on the air in the next episode.
Also, hey, I think a good way to think about that is not to think that you're going to walk away with a certain outcome. You know, just like, don't think that you're going in there to have a certain specific conversation or like walk away with anything specific. I think it's healthier to just go in and like simply with the intent to hear this other person's story.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You're there to learn. Okay. You're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete. I have my guest Damaris Gia with me, and we're talking about how to survive and thrive in the upcoming political election season. Okay. So we talked about the first thing is be a bridge builder. This is the way to overcome it. Be a bridge builder so you can learn other perspectives. The second thing you can do to rise above it all is be intentional about your media consumption. And here's the real quick test. If it makes you mad, scared, or hopeless, turn it off and don't go back there. Okay. Some like this media makes money by making you mad. Okay. That's how they make their money. They make money by eyeballs and attention and clicks. Okay. It's a war for your attention. Mm-hmm. And they are spending big bucks on how to do that. They do not care that the cost is your mental health or your emotional well-being. Okay. They would rather have you mad, upset, and fighting with your coworkers, your neighbors, or whoever, your family members, if they can make more money. This is greed at its worst. They are not, they do not have your best interests at heart. Okay. They want clicks. They want viewership. They want your eyeballs. You need to know that. And if you find yourself getting upset because CNN was saying this about Trump or Fox News was saying this about Nancy Pelosi, and you're getting upset or discouraged or whatever, you're listening to the wrong sources. Okay. There are better alternatives out there. Now, Damaris, you were asking a little earlier about what some of those are. I'll just tell you one that I just really like. Plus it gives me a little bit more international flavor is BBC. Okay. And by the way, I don't watch any TV news. Sometimes my wife's a New York City tour guide. So she watches local New York news because she wants to stay in touch with what's happening in New York. But I always do it off the web because I can control it and I can get headlines real fast. But I like BBC. I like the Wall Street Journal. I do lean more conservative, but I'm not dying the hard like the entire Republican platform. But this is the way I lean. I have a really cool source that I found. I really like it. It's this, I get it as a daily email. It's called New Paper, not Newspaper. Take out the S, New Paper. And I love it because it's just like the facts. There's no opinions. There's no commentary on it. It's like, you know, like Trump went to Afghanistan. He tried to meet with the Taliban because he's trying to reestablish negotiations. That's it. That's the only thing it says. So there's not a lot of narrative and opinions on it. So anyway, I like that. That's another way you can stay in touch. I mentioned before moreincommon.org. You can go to that. That's not really a news feed, but it'll help you understand the way things go. Hey, Damaris, we don't have a whole lot of time left. You had some ideas as well about how people can, you know, practice good mental, emotional health when all this negativity is crashing. What are some of your ideas that way?
Yeah. So one of them is kind of going off of what you said is to just vary your media and the sources that you're getting your media from. So don't, if you like me, don't be like me and just read the New York Times. But like vary the places you're getting from. Maybe it's like some lean conservative, some lean more left. And on that, if I think what's really important for your mental health, if you find yourself just being super dejected or disillusioned by everything you're reading, maybe take a media break every like 3 or 4 days. So you're, you know, you spend 3 days consuming news, and then that fourth day you decide you're not going to look at any news. Just to
Does it include social media? Because news gets into that.
That's like, probably a personal preference, but I would say if you're going to do it, probably no, because that can be super. Yeah, we're entering a season where everyone's going to have opinions and everyone's going to be posting about stuff. So
can I interrupt you real quick? So I'm an old fogey, and I actually still am on Facebook. Like, your generation probably ditched it, but my generation's all over it. If you're still on Facebook, there is a free plugin that goes on your browser off your computer. I love it. It's called Social Fixer, and you can install that and you can click no politics, and it takes anything that's got a political reference and it hides it. So you can still stay on social media and you can get away from the crazies who are saying wacko stuff. Okay. Cool. What else can you do?
Do some soul searching homework. I think in order to really have healthy dialogues with people about what we believe, we have to know why we believe that, and be specific about how each issue affects your life. So you actually come to the table being able to defend why you believe what you believe, so that it's not just, oh, I believe this because my parents believe it, or because my community believes it. So I think that's super important and makes you just more educated and probably more able to have a, like, to come to that, to bridge that gap of understanding.
Yeah. Like a lot of things people say they believe, really they think it. They don't believe it. They think it. And if that gets challenged, maybe through some life circumstances, it can really change the way you believe, because you don't really believe it. You think it, but, and talking to other people too.
This was, so on that, the another one I have is spend time, I think, and I think this is like good for also for people of color specifically, spend time processing all these issues, especially as the election cycle gets hot and heavy, with someone who is, I think, older and like challenges you a bit on these issues. And maybe they can help you see things in a newer light that you probably haven't thought of.
Well, and I'd say to older people, talk to young people. Because, and Damaris, we're gonna wrap it up here, but I gotta say, I loved having you as a guest.
Thank you, it's been great.
And so we had like a little pre-show segment where Damaris and I were getting our notes together. And I gotta say, I learned a lot just by hearing your background, your story, your views, what led you to believe some of the ways you do. And I love that for it. And hey, everybody, guess what? I'm old white guy, leans conservative. She's young of color, leans, and we got along.
Impossible.
You could do it. You could do it too, you know, and we did. I mean, more than get along. I enjoy her. I really love her as a person and
I love
respect
you
her. Yeah. Yeah. So this is awesome. Hey, want to wrap up with a quote for the day again. Bad officials are the ones who get elected by good citizens who do not vote. So we don't, that was George Jean Nathan. Hey, we don't want you to tune out for the election, but you do. Yeah. We want to equip you to rise above the negativity, go in seeing what's happening, and practice, you know, some of the exercises we have here. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Dynamic Destiny Radio and my awesome guest, Damaris Gia. I had a wonderful time. I hope you did too. Join me every Wednesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific time. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to go make a difference? Unpack your powerful potential and watch the world around you transform. Tune in next week and discover new ways to make a positive impact in your world and within yourself. When you learn to love and accept yourself, you can spread that power far and wide. Learn to discover your special gifts and how they are best used to serve others. That is how you become truly alive. Reshape your future into a dynamic destiny. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting petecoaching.com. That's PETE coaching.com.